सर्वेभ्यः नमस्कारः, स्वागतम्. टुडेस् आर् सेकेण्ड् क्लास् अण्ड् ऐ आल्सो सी देर् आर् फ्यू पार्टिसिपेण्ट्स् हू आर् हियर् फार् द फस्ट् टैम् अण्ड् देर् आर् सम् आफ़् दि पार्टिसिपेण्ट्स् हू आर् आल्सो अटेण्डिङ्ग् फ्यू अदर् सेशन्स्. सो ऐ विल् गो हियर् स्टार्ट् वित् द स्लैड् शो देट् वी डिड् लास्ट् वीक् जस्ट् फार् सम् रीकेप् सो देट् आल् आफ़् अस् आर् आन् द सेम् पेज्. And I'm going to share a screen here. Just make sure if all of you can see that. Can everybody see the screen?
Yes, Mahodaya.
Yes, madam.
Just a second.
Not now. Not
yeah,
now.
Yes, yes. I know. Just a I second. I'm trying to share again. Once again. One second.
Yes.
Can you all see the screen?
Yes, Mara.
Okay.
Yes, Mara.
Yeah. So here, I'm going to share a slide here, which is like practicing what we learned last week, so that people who are coming here for the first day also will not be left out. Last week we learned about how to use Eshah and Saha. Eshah is used to refer to somebody in a masculine gender. I think there's an echo here, right?
No, madam.
Yes, Mahodaya. Echoing,
yes.
Mahodaya.
Yes. Just a second. So here I have muted all of you so that you should be able to listen to me clearly. I think there is an echo here. If you want to talk or participate here, please unmute from your end by pressing star 6.
There is my picture here at the left corner.
What is it, Bhagini?
There is a mic picture. Is that to be muted?
No, you don't have to do anything from your end.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, you can listen well, right? You can hear well. Hear me well, right? Okay.
Yes.
So last week we learned about how to address masculine gender using the word eshah and sah. Eshah means to refer to a masculine gender who's near you. And saha is used when somebody or something is far away from you. So here we are trying to practice how to use eshah and saha. In the picture, I think you can see the small hand showing a boy. I feel there's an echo here. Do others also feel the same?
No,
madam. Can I just suggest that the lady who was asking whether the mic icon should be muted, yes, it should be muted on the left side.
Kamala Bhagini.
Hello.
Hello.
There is echo.
Yes. Even if I mute all of you from my end, still I don't know why I listen to the echo. Asto. I have muted all of you. So when I ask a question to a specific person, please press *6 from your end. That will unmute and let you participate in the class. I will repeat once again. Please press *6. That will let you to participate in the class. And if you are not able to hear me or see something in the screen that I am sharing, please press *6 to let me know. So here, we last week we studied about Eshah and Saha, and here are some of the exercises that we are going to do now, so that makes sense and you can understand things in a better way. So Eshah is referred to a masculine gender for something or somebody which is near you, and Saha is used for something or to refer to something or somebody who is far away from you, which is also a masculine gender. Here, the small hand in the picture is showing a person who is near you, and in the next picture, a small hand is showing somebody who is far away from you. The boy is far. So you use saha there. So in the first picture, you say, Eshah Balakah. Why you say, Eshah Balakah? Because that boy is near you. Balakaha means the person, a boy. Balakaha means a boy. He is near you. Eshaha balakaha. So if the same boy is far away from you, you say, Saha balakaha. Eshaha balakaha. Saha balakaha. Eshaha means he is near me, and Saha, he is far away from you. To show somebody that he is a boy, like that. Eshah balakah, sah balakah. I would ask Ravi Mahodaya to unmute. Press *6 to participate here.
Okay.
Yes. Can you please read the first one, Mahodaya?
Eshah kah, eshah balakah. Sah kah, sah balakah.
Sah kah.
Saha kaha, saha balakaha.
When would you say Eshah kaha, saha kaha?
Eshah kaha is referring to the nearby object or a person.
Yes, you ask a question. That is a question, right?
Yeah.
So it's a question. Who is he? So to say that, एषः कः एषः बालकः सः कः हू इस् हि सः बालकः आम् सुन्दरं महोदय अन्य अग्रिममपि पठति वा केन् यु आल्सो रीड् द नेक्स्ट् वन्
एषः कः एषः सिंहः
सिंहः
सिंहः सः कः सः सिंहः
आम् सुन्दरम् माधवी भगिनी भवती पठति वा
एषः वानरः एषः कः एषः वानरः
आम्
सः कः सः वानरः
आम् सुन्दरम् अन्यमपि पठति वा भगिनि
एषः कः एषः गजः सः कः सः गजः
आम् सुन्दरम् आम् माया भगिनी केन् यु प्रेस् स्टार् 6 टु अन्म्यूट् युर् सेल्फ् अण्ड् पार् स्पीक् इन् द क्लास्
एषः कः एषः बालकः सः कः सः वृद्धः
आम् सुन्दरं सुन्दरम् अन्यमपि पठति वा
एषः सिंहः एषः कः एषः सिंहः
सिंहः सिंहः
सिंहः
सिंहः
सिंहः सः कः सः हरिणः
हरिणः सुन्दरम् आम् श्रीनिवासमहोदय भवान् पठति वा
एषः कः एषः वानरः
आम्
सः कः सः
भल्लुकः
भल्लुकः
भल्लूकः आम्
एक्स्क्यूस् मी ऐ केनाट् सी द सेकेण्ड् पिक्चर् ओन्लि द फस्ट् पिक्चर् ऐ केन् सी अण्ड् द वर्ड्स् आल्सो ऐ कान् सी
कमला इस् इट् कमला भगिनी
हा जि हा
you cannot see the screen that I'm sharing, Bhagini?
Yeah, properly. I can see only half of it. Like, Eshaha Simhaha, Saha, I can't see the picture.
It's because I think you told me in the previous class you're using an iPad or something like that, right?
Yeah, I'm using
the iPad. So you have to move the screen. You have to move the screen to see the other end also.
No, still it's not moving. It is moving, but the picture is not there.
Does anybody else?
Suggestion? If you rotate the screen horizontal.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, it is horizontal.
Kamala Bhagini, if you try and rotate the screen and make it horizontal.
Yeah, it is in the airplane. Mm-hmm. Device.
I'm sorry, Bhagini, I'm unable to help here from your end.
Oh, it's okay.
I'm sorry.
I can hear.
Okay. And Shubha, Bhagini?
Yes, Mahodaya.
Can you read the next one?
Yes. Yeshaha kaha yeshaha vanaraha. सः कः सः भल्लूकः एषः कः एषः गजः सः कः सः अश्वः
सुन्दरं सुन्दरं धन्यवादः भगिनि
थेङ्क् यु महोदय
मधु भगिनि मधु भगिनि Please press star 6 from your end.
Yes, madam.
Okay.
Eshaha kaha. I'll tell madam.
Okay, good. Bhagini?
Ashwaha. Can you hear me, madam?
Yeah. Can you start again, please?
Hello?
Yes, Bhagini? I can listen to you, Bhagini. I can hear you, Bhagini. ओ अस्तु ऐ थिङ्क् शील् कम् बेक् राधिका भगिनी
यस् मेडम्
भवती पठति वा भगिनी
एषः कः एषः मयूरः
आम्
एषः कः
सः कः
सः कः सः शुकः
सुन्दरम्
एषः कः एषः दण्डः
आम्
सः कः सः वृक्षः
आम् सुन्दरं सुन्दरं
सुन्दरं थैंक यू
धन्यवादः भगिनी मधु भगिनी मधु भगिनी मधु भगिनी अस्तु प्रगति भगिनी अस्ति वा कैन यू रीड भगिनी
एषः कः एषः भिक्षुकः सः कः सः नृपः
आम् नृपः आम्
नेक्स्ट् आल्सो
आम् आम्
एषः कः एषः छात्रः सः कः सः अध्यापकः
आम् सुन्दरम् अत्र अन्यमपि अस्ति अत्र हियर् देसे रिक्तस्थानानि पूरयन्तु हियर् इन् दि अर्लियर् एक्ससैज् दे हेड् गिवन् अस् एषः अण्ड् सः अण्ड् हियर् वी हेव् टु यूस् वेदर् इट्स् एषः आर् सः अण्ड् यूस् अप्रोप्रियेट् वर्ड्स् अण्ड् फिल् इट् सो इट् मीन्स् रिक्तस्थानानि पूरयन्तु रिक्तस्थानं मीन्स् द स्पेस् एम्टि स्पेस् पूरयन्तु मीन्स् फिल् इट् रिक्तस्थानानि पूरयन्तु एषः सः उपयुज्य कमला भगिनी आर् यु एबल् टु सी द स्क्रीन् भगिनी
यस् ऐ केन् सी
या वाट् एवर् यु केन् सी आम्
एषः बालकः
आम्
सः सिंहः
आम् सुन्दरं सुन्दरम्
एषः वृद्धः
आम्
सः तरुणः
सुन्दरं सो केन् यु आल्सो यूस् अ क्वश्चन् फार्म् हियर् एषः कः
एषः कः एषः बालकः
आम्
सः कः सः सिंहः
आम्
एषः कः एषः वृद्धः
आम्
सः कः सः तरुणः
आम् सुन्दरं सुन्दरम् आनन्द महोदय
Yes.
Can you see the screen and can you take your turn to tell this Mahodaya?
Saha kaha, saha chasha kaha.
Aam.
Eshaha kaha, eshaha ghataha.
Ghataha, aam, aam.
Eshaha kaha, eshaha meenaha.
Aam.
Saha kaha, saha makaraha.
Aam, sundara. धन्यवादः गायत्री भगिनी
यस् मेडम्
आम् केन् यु प्लीस् डु दिस् भगिनी
सः कः सः शुकः
आम्
एषः कः एषः मयूरः
आम्
एषः कः एषः
चन्द्रः
चन्द्रः
सः सूर्यः आम् सुन्दरं भगिनि ऐ डोण्ट् नो वाट् कैण्ड् आफ़् इश्यू इस् देर् फ्रम् योर् एण्ड् ऐ कुड् हियर् योर् वाय्स् वेरि फीबल् इट्स् वेरि फीबल् बट् डेफिनेट्ली ऐ वाज़् एबल् टु हियर् अण्ड् ऐ अण्डर्स्टाण्ड् दट् यू अण्डर्स्टूड् द कान्सेप्ट्स्
धन्यवादः
रवि महोदय
सः कः सः बिडालः
आम् बिडालः आम्
एषः कः एषः कुक्कुरः
कुक्कुरः आम्
एषः कः एषः गजः
आम्
सः कः सः मूषकः
आं सुन्दरं सुन्दरं. सो सो फार् वि लर्न्ड् हौ टु यूस् द वर्ड्स् एषः अण्ड् कः, विच् इस् यूस्ड् टु अड्रेस् अ मास्कुलैन् जेण्डर्, and also to say if somebody or something is near you, you say eshaha, and if something or somebody is far away from you, you use saha, right? And now we are going to learn esha sa, which means how to address a feminine gender. So if a feminine gender is something or somebody is near you, or something or somebody is far away from you, if something is near you, you say esha. If it is far away from you, you use sa. So the next one is going to be about that. Dhyanena patantu, please read carefully. Dhyanena patantu, using esha sa. Madhavi bagini,
esha ka. Esha balika.
To question any feminine gender, you use esha ka. In masculine gender, you use esha kaha, saha kaha, like that. Here in feminine gender, you use ka. Esha ka, sa ka. So ending sounds should be dirgha akarantah. Sundaram bhagini.
Esha ka. Esha balika. सा बालिका. एषा का? एषा लता. सा का? सा लता.
आम् सुन्दरं, धन्यवादः भगिनी, धन्यवादः. माया भगिनी.
एषा का? एषा शाटिका.
एषा का? शाटिका.
शाटिका, सा शाटिका. एषा का? एषा माला.
आम्.
सा का? सा माला.
आम्. श्रीनिवास महोदय.
एषा का? एषा बालिका. सा का? सा वृद्धा.
आम्.
एषा का? एषा लता.
आम्.
सा का? सा
कालिका.
कालिका,
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 कालिका, सा कालिका.
आम्. आई थिंक आई यूज दीस काइंड्स ऑफ थिंग्स बिकॉज द वर्ड्स गो विद द पिक्चर, सो यू मस्ट बी एबल टू अंडरस्टैंड व्हाट इट मीन्स, राइट?
Sorry, I didn't realize you were talking to me. Sorry. Yes, the Kalika means that it's
a rose. A rose.
The bud, to bloom, rose. Right?
Rose. Ah,
rose, I see.
Yeah.
Kalika means rose bud. Okay.
Mahodaya, I think, see, I'm using all of these exercises so that you understand what each word means. Yes.
See, the Vridha, how do you differentiate between a male and female? Both are Vridha or the Vridha?
No, if it's a masculine, if the old man is a masculine, if it's an old man, then you say Vridha.
Vridha, sorry, okay.
And if it's an old woman, you say Vridha.
Okay. But Dirgha should not be there.
Dirgha Akaraha. In Srilinga Padam, the ending sounds will be dirgha akarantah.
Vridha.
Vridha.
Dhanyavad.
Swagatam. Madhu bhagini.
Yes madam, now you can hear me.
Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear
Hello?
Me well?
Yes ma'am, yes ma'am.
Okay. Can you do this?
I'll read.
I'll go to the next slide.
Esha.
Sorry. Okay. Sure. Yeah. Go. Esha.
Esha kaha. Esha lata.
Yeah. Here it's a strilingam.
Lata.
So you have to use the word esha ka.
Okay. Ka.
Yeah.
ka okay
can you
sa ka sa kalika
sundaram sundaram am agrimam api karotu bagini
next
yes please do the next one also
like I'm not ting now esha ka esha shatika
shatika
sa shatika sa petika esha ka esha mala sa ka sa devata
sundaram sundaram dhanyavada bhagini bhavati avagatavati you have understood the concepts very well
thank you ma'am
shubha bhagini
excuse me bhagini yes, yes. shatika means what
shatika is sari
sari okay
yes mahodaya shubha here
स्वागतं भगिनी
एषा एषा का एषा छात्रा सा का सा अध्यापिका एषा का एषा पत्रिका सा का सा पुस्तिका
धन्यवादः भगिनि
थैंक यू मैम
राधिका भगिनी अस्ति वा
यस् मेडम्
केन् यु रीड् द नेक्स्ट् वन्
एषा का एषा छात्रा नेक्स्ट् वन् एषा विच् वन् मेडम्
वाट् एवर् यु केन् सी
एषा का एषा पाठशाला
आम्
सा का सा गोशाला एषा का एषा मक्षिका सा का सा पिपीलिका
आं सुन्दरं भगिनि सुन्दरं
थैंक यू मैम
मैम मक्षिका मीन्स
मक्षिका फ्लाई फ्लाई
फ्लाई pipilika means ant, right?
Ant, right. And goshala means, you know what it is, right? Go means it's a cow. Goshala means the place where the cows all herd together and live together, right?
Cow shelter, cow shelter.
Yes, yes. Goshala. Right. I hope these, you know, I hope you can improve your vocabulary by seeing the pictures here that will help you understand what it means. Right? Okay. Kamala Bhagini.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
Yeah. Can you do the following slide?
Yesha ka. Yesha Saraswati.
Sundaram.
Sa ka. Sa Parvati.
Sundaram.
Yesha ka. Janani. Yesha Janani. Sa ka. Sa Bhagini.
Bhagini means sister.
Yes. Next picture I can see.
Yeah, yeah. Pragati Bhagini, Dhanyavadaha Kamala Bhagini.
Yes.
Can you read now?
Esha ka, Esha lekhani. Sa ka, sa ankani. Esha ka. का एषा घटी सा का सा कर्तरी
सुन्दरं धन्यवादः भगिनी
धन्यवादः
आनन्द महोदय
एषा का एषा घटी
अस्तु
एषा का एषा दर्वी
आम
सा का सा चालनी सा का सा कर्तरी
सुन्दरं महोदय धन्यवादः गायत्री भगिनी
हलो
नमस्कारः भगिनी Hari
Namaskar.
Namaskar. Yes. Can you hear me? Yes, I can hear you, but it's feeble. I can hear you.
Okay, okay. Esha, sorry, Esha ka, Esha lata.
Uh-huh. Sundaram.
Esha ka, Esha petika.
Sa ka, sa shatika.
Sundaram, Sundaram. Dhanyavadaha bhagini.
Dhanyavad.
Agrimam. Ravi Mahodaya?
Yes, ma'am. Sa ka sa lekhani. Esha ka esha akhini. Ankhani.
Ankhani.
एषा अङ्कणी
आम्
सा का सा धुरिका चुरिका
हियर द ऑब्जेक्ट इज नियर यू सो यू से एषा का
एषा का एषा चुरिका
चुरिका
चुरिका सा का सा चालनी
चालनी सुन्दरं धन्यवादः भगिनी महोदय माधवी भगिनी
एषा का एषा कर्तरी सा का सा वेल्लनी एषा का एषा माला सा का सा लता
आम् Kamala Bhagini, I think I'm muting you. Yes.
I can't see the picture. I can see only Lata, Mala and Lata.
Yes, Bhagini. Once again, Bhagini. I'm able to listen to some other voices behind that's causing disturbance. Oh. If you can all mute from your end, that would be appreciated.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes. Madhavi Bhagini? Madhavi Bhagini?
Yes, ma'am.
I think you just did this, right?
Yeah.
Astu, astu. Sorry. Maya Bhagini?
Sorry. Esha ka esha ghati sa ka sa vichakrika esha sa ka sa adhyapika esha ka esha chhatra
sundaram bhagini Srinivasa mahodaya okay so before we go for the next slide I would like to give a small gist of what we did so far we learnt about how to address a feminine gender using esha and sa for other thing that we learned so far is how to address a masculine gender using eshah and sah and to question the masculine gender you use the word eshah kah sah kah and for addressing a masculine feminine gender you say esha ka sa ka like that So now we are going to come to a third gender, learn about the third gender called neutral gender. So in Sanskrita Bhasha, we have three genders. Pullingaha, Strilingaha, Napumsakalingaha. That is masculine gender, feminine gender and neutral gender. Okay. So far we have learned about two genders and now we are going to step into neutral gender. That is, we use the word etat tat. So here, these are the words that we use for a neutral gender. Srinivasa Mahodaya. Here, I use the word etat to show or indicate something that is near you and tat for something that is far away from you for a neutral gender. Srinivasa Mahodaya, Patativa Atra, would you like to read here? do this practice.
Etat phalam.
Phalam.
Etat phalam. Tat
phalam.
Phalam.
So here, in the Hindi language, we have the word pha. Here in Sanskrit Bhasha, we don't use the sound pha, we use pha. Pa, pha, ba, bha. Here, pha, pal, this is phalam, not phalam.
Oh, okay.
That's a small
more
correction.
More like P, not like F, right?
Yeah. Phalam.
Okay.
Yeah.
Etat phalam. Tat phalam.
Yes, Sundaram. Sundaram Mahodaya. Anyamami. Go ahead, Mahodaya.
Etat vimanam. Tat vimanam.
Sundaram. Sundaram. Dhanyavadaha. Anand Mahodaya.
One second, ma'am.
Yes. Yes.
So, actually, I read by guess Vimanam.
Okay.
But that M, there is something at the bottom, right?
Yes.
Do you have to pronounce or how do you pronounce?
Yeah. In Sanskrit Bhasha, the ending sound is Makaraha, where you see Ma, right? And there is a small symbol below the ma, which shows right. Half the sound. So im.
Oh, instead of ma, im. So im, vimanam, im. That's correct.
Vimanam, phalam, vimanam.
Phalam, okay, thank you.
Pushpam, pustakam, like that.
Dhanyavad.
Swagatam. Please feel free to ask any questions. I would appreciate if anybody have any questions, please feel free to stop me and ask any questions.
For neutral gender, how to question?
Etat kim?
Etat kim? Tat kim?
Etat kim? Etat phalam?
Phalam, phalam.
Phalam.
Not
tat
fa?
Kim?
Pa.
Pa. Tat phalam. Etat kim? Etat vimanam?
Yes.
Tat kim? Tat vimanam?
Sundaram. Sundaram. Gayatri Bhagini?
Yes, madam. Etat kim?
Etat vyajanam. Tat kim? Tat vyajanam. Etat kim?
Etat dugdham.
Tat kim? Tat
dugdham.
Sundaram. Madhu? Madhu Bhagini?
Tat kim? I can't see the name.
You can't see it, Bhagini? Bhagini?
Guys, I can see only Vimanam and Lokayanam.
Oh, okay.
Hello?
So please say that only.
Etat kim, etat Vimanam.
Uh-huh.
Tat kim, tat Lokayanam.
Sundaram, Bhagini. Dhanyavadah.
Thank you.
Shubha, Bhagini?
Yes, Mahodaya.
Can you see the whole screen?
Yes. Etat kim? Etat phalam. Tat kim? Tat pushpam. Etat kim? Etat vimanam. Tat kim? Tat lokayanam.
Sundaram. Dhanyavadaha Bhagini. Radhika Bhagini.
Yes, madam. Etat kim? Etat phalam? Etat kim? Etat kim? Etat vyajanam? Tat kim? Tat bhavanam? Etat kim? Etat dugdam? एतत् तत् किं तत् जलम्.
धन्यवादः भगिनि. कमला भगिनि.
एतत् किम्? एतत् नेत्रम्. तत् किम्? तत् उपनेत्रम्. एतत् किम्? एतत् वातायनम्. तत् किम्? तत् सोपानम्.
सुन्दरं. धन्यवादः भगिनि.
एतत् किम्? एतत् तं किं? तत् किम्?
आम् आम् వాతాయనం ఇస్ విండోస్ విండో ప్రగతి భగిని.
Yes.
Can you read భగిని?
ఏతత్ కిం? ఏతత్ గృహం. తత్ కిం? తత్ ఉద్యానం. ఏతత్ కిం? ఏతత్ కిం? ఏతత్ పర్ణం. తత్ కిం? తత్ సస్యం.
సస్యం. సస్యం ఇస్ అ స్మాల్ స్మాల్ ప్లాంట్స్.
Bushes.
Not bushes. Sasya means when you sow the seeds for any plant, when they are just beginning to grow, they are called as sasya.
Okay. Dhanyavaad.
Gayatri Bhagini?
Yes, ma'am.
Etat kim? Etat vimanam?
సుందరం. ధన్యవాదాలు భగిని. వ్యజనం మీన్స్ ఇట్స్ అ ఫ్యాన్. యునో ఎర్లియర్ డేస్ వీ డిడ్ హ్యావ్ ఎనీ ఆటోమేటిక్ ఎలక్ట్రిక్ ఫ్యాన్స్ అండ్ థింగ్స్ లైక్ దట్. సో వెన్ ద పవర్ ఇస్ ఆఫ్ వీ యూస్ ద వ్యజనం, రైట్, టు ఫ్యాన్ ఆర్సెల్ఫ్. యా, దట్స్ కాల్డ్ వ్యజనం. రవి మహోదయ.
Yes, ma'am. Tat kim? Sorry, etat kim? Etat graham.
Graham.
Tat kim? Tat mandiram. Tat kim? Tat pushpam. Etat kim? Etat paranam.
సుందరం. ధన్యవాదాః మహోదయ. మాధవి భగిని.
ఏతత్ కిం? ఏతత్ ఉద్యానం. తత్ కిం? తత్ సోపానం. తత్ కిం? తత్ ఉపనేత్రం. ఏతత్ కిం? ఏతత్ ఛత్రం.
సుందరం. ధన్యవాదాః భగిని. మాయా భగిని.
ఏతత్ కిం? ఏతత్ పుస్తకం. తత్ కిం? తత్ క్రీడనకం. తత్ కిం? తత్ నేత్రం. ఏతత్ కిం? ఏతత్ పత్రం.
హియర్ ఐ డోంట్ నో if you all noticed, there is one thing. When we did the strilinga padam, there was also one word called pustika. Right? So
yeah.
in strilingam also you have a word pustika to referring to a book, and also you have a napumsaka lingam word pustakam. So ye sa esha pustika etat pustakam.
Dhanyawad.
I'm just trying to see, there are also similar words like this, so that you it's important for us to note the lingam wherever we see any word. Srinivasa Mahodaya,
this
this
is again masculine.
Here Mishrana Abhyasaha. Here we have mixed practices where it includes all masculine gender, feminine gender and neutral gender. We learned all the three so far, and now here we have Mishrana Abhyasaha, which means we have everything is mixed here. You have to see which lingam it is. Based on that you have to know whether to use Esha, Eshaha, Esha or Etat, and depending on whether it is far or near, you should learn know to use Saha, Sa or Tat.
Saha, Kaha.
Sundaram.
Balakaha.
Sundaram.
Etat. Griham.
So first, to make things easier, Mahodaya, what shall we do is, here first you see the word and tell it as whether it's strilinga padam or pullinga padam or strilinga padam or napumsaka linga padam, and then you can go to use the word saha kaha or ye sa ka or whatever it is. That will help you to answer the question easily. Yes. So griham is masculine, I mean pullingam, strilingam or napumsaka linga?
Samadarvi.
Astu Mahodaya. So I have a question here for you. The word samadarvi, is
samadarvi.
Is that a masculine or a feminine or a neutral gender?
Which neutral.
Means in Sanskritam. In Sanskritam, pullinga hava na strilinga hava na pumsaka linga hava.
Napusinga.
No, it's not napumsaka lingam, because the in napumsaka lingam you'll get makaraha at the end.
Griham. Pustakam. Okay.
Like that, right? So, in the first word, if you see here, it's balakaha. Balakaha, is it a pullinga hava? Masculine. So, you should say pullingaha. Can you repeat after me? Pullingaha.
Pullingaha.
The griham word is napumsakalingaha.
Napumsakalingaha.
Sundaram. So, next one is samadarvi. Samadarvi.
It is a pullinga.
Based on what gender it is, you have to use whether it is Eshaha, Esha or Etat. Okay? So, Balakaha is pullingaha.
Right.
So, what would you use? Eshaha va, Esha va, or Etat?
Esha.
Pullingaha means Eshaha.
Okay. Eshaha pulling.
That is her balakaha.
Balakaha. Correct. Balakaha.
Samadarvi.
I was telling samadarvi, right? That is a strilinga.
So that is strilinga. Samadarvi is strilingaha. So there it should be Esha.
Okay. Esha samadarvi.
Esha ka, Esha samadarvi.
Esha ka, Esha samadarvi.
Okay, can we go over again, once again, Mahodaya, the same thing? Asto. For the first one, balakaha is? what is that, which lingaha it is?
Masculine.
Masculine, you're right. You're right, masculine. It's a masculine gender, right?
Pullingaha.
So it is pullingaha.
Pullingaha.
So, if it's pullingaha, what is the choice? Eshahava, eshava, etatva.
Eshaha.
Eshaha. So, eshaha kaha?
It is saha kaha.
Yes, Bhagini, but I'm just trying to teach him the basics so that then we can come to show him what is eshaha and saha. I'm trying to show him the difference in the lingaha, eshaha, esha or etat, and then I will come to the point. Why is it saha there? Srinivasa Mahodaya?
What is the question? One more time. Repeat again.
Yes. Balakaha. Kaha lingaha. Which lingaha it is?
Masculine.
Right. You're right. Masculine. Masculine. Right. Balakaha is a masculine gender. So pullingaha.
Yeah, pullingaha. Saha kaha.
So, pullingaha means there are two choices. If it's near you, you should use eshaha.
Oh.
If it is far away from you, it is, you use saha. Right?
Saha balakaha.
Saha balakaha.
Saha balakaha.
Saha kaha.
Saha kaha. Saha balakaha.
Sundaram. Why do you say saha here?
Distance, it is far off.
Yeah, right. If it's near to you, if the boy was near to you, what would you say?
Yeshaha.
Yeshaha? Can you complete?
Yeshaha balakaha.
Sundaram, sundaram. Satyam, satyam. Anyam, dityam karotiva? Griham. Griham. The word griham, which
griham is a napusinkalikaha, it is nearby.
Okay. So, it can be two things, either etat or tat. Which will come here?
Etat.
Etat, because it is near you. Right.
Yeah, etat kim.
Etat
griham.
Sundaram. Bhavan avagata avakachativa. Do you understand?
Catching up. I had to practice. You know,
okay.
Sorry.
Okay. I will send all of these sheets or worksheets that we did so far by as a homework in your email. You can either download it and go over it once again.
Okay.
You can first see which what lingaha it is. How
yes,
to
madam. Question, have to.
How to answer. You can practice all of them.
Yes, madam.
Astu. Dhanyavad.
Dhanyavad, Bhagini.
Astu. Chinta nasti.
Actually, sorry, it is a lack of practice. I mean, I should be more serious.
Bhagini, Mahodaya, chinta nasti, Mahodaya. Everybody is learning. Everybody are, all of us are babies here. I am also learning to teach, and you also learning to learn something. So we are all sharing our knowledge. So do not feel bad about what we do not know. We are all here to learn something. That's fine. I'll definitely send you all of these links. You can definitely download it as a PDF and see how to work, practice all of these things. That will definitely help you. You know, we are not here to achieve something in a certain period of time. We can go slowly and gradually.
Dhanyavad.
Okay. So, can we do the Samadarvi, Mahodaya? Samadarvi is a three-linga padam.
Esha. Esha kaha. Eshaha samadarvi.
So, once again, Mahodaya, Mahodaya, Srinivasa Mahodaya?
Yes.
Yes. I have a couple of questions. I'll ask you. Can you answer me those questions?
Yes.
Astu, yes.
Yes. Samadarvi. Samadarvi. Is it a pullinga padam, strilinga padam, or napumsaka linga padam?
Strilinga.
No, Srilingi.
Srilinga.
Dirga. Dirga is ending, correct?
Dirga ikara hasti. Samadarvi. It's a Srilinga padam.
Okay.
So if it's a Srilinga padam, there are two choices. what are the two choices? It can be Esha or Sa.
Here Esha.
Here it should be Esha. Okay. If it's Esha, then you say as Esha Samadarvi.
Esha Samadarvi. Samadarvi.
Sundara. Right. You're right. Perfect. Perfect. You're right. Okay. So how would you question that?
Esha ka.
Esha ka.
Esha ka.
Esha.
Esha
Samadarvi. You're right. Good, Maholya. Next one.
Sa ka sa paadashala.
Sundaram, Maholya. Satyam.
Aham
chintayami bhavan avagatavan iti. I think you have understood.
I mean, not confidently.
Yes.
You know, the old age, I need to practice to get really understood. But Shuruat, right? This is the beginning.
Yes, Mahodhya.
I need to do a lot of practice.
We don't That's have to be in a hurry, Mahodhya. You will definitely be able to catch up. Not an issue. But
thanks
it's
for,
great to see that you are taking so much interest to learn all of these things. I really appreciate that, Mahodhya.
Thank you.
Anand Mahodaya.
Etat kim? Etat duktam.
Duktam.
Sa ka? Sa nadi. सा का सा छात्रा एषा का एषा छात्रा तत् किं तत् पर्णम्
सुन्दरं भवान् अवगतवान् वा डू यू अण्डर्स्टाण्ड् दिस् महोदय इस् इट् डिफिकल्ट्
नो इट् इस् ईज़ी बट् ऐ थिङ्क् इट् टेक्स् प्राक्टिस्
Yes, that's all.
And it's
yes.
just lack of practice. But I understand the concept.
You understand the concept, right? That's all. That
yes,
is enough.
Yes.
So I will definitely send all of these links. You can practice at home, Mahodaya.
Okay.
That will help you. Yes.
Thank
so
you.
There are I will tell you what are all the things that are there to practice here. Don't take it stressfully. Let's take easily. We are just
sure.
learning for homework. It will be just how to use Eshah, Saha, Esha, Sa. Etat kim, that's all. Etat tat.
Yes.
How to use all of these things to which to match the words. If it's a pullinga shabdaha, we have to attach the words eshaha or saha.
Yes.
If it's a strilingam, then we should use the word esha or sa. If it's a napumsakalingaha, then we should use etat tat. That's all. This is the only concept that I am teaching for all this time.
Sure.
If people are interested, if they want to, then they can see, how to see the words and recognize, dugdam. Which lingam it is?
Napumsaka lingam.
Why do you say it's a napumsaka lingam?
Ma.
It ends in ma.
Makaraha asti. It is im.
Makara.
So usually, sadharanataya, padasya ante, I will repeat both in Sanskritam and in English. Sadharanataya, padasya ante, makaraha asti chet. Then, it is a neutral gender.
Yes.
So usually, at the end of any word, if there is a makaraha, if it ends with ma and ends with im, then it is a napumsakalinga shabdaha.
Yes.
So that's what the first one goes. So first identify which word, which lingam it is, the word belongs to which lingam, and then attach whether it is eshaha or saha. Esha or sa, etat or tat, that's all.
Yes.
So for example, in the second one, nadi.
Yes.
Which lingaha it is?
Strilingam.
Why is it a strilingam?
Ikaranti.
Dirgha ikarantah asti. In Sanskrit Bhasha, when we learn the swaras, right? So,
yes.
Is hrasva. Hrasva is short.
Yes.
If there is a is short, a is long. So, a means it's ending with a short a sound. So, short a sounds will usually be there for pullinga shabdaha.
Okay.
And for strilinga shabdaha, it always ends with long sounds. A, e, like that.
Yes.
So, here nadi, it's not nadi. It's nadi.
Yes.
So, it's strilinga shabdaha. Okay. For next one, chatra. How does it end? How is the ending of the word?
Akaranti.
Dirga akarantaha. Dirga akarantaha. Dirga means long a is there. So, it's a strilinga shabdaha.
Strilinga.
So, based on whether it is near you or far you, you say esha or sa.
Yes.
Yeah. And next one, parnam.
Napunsakalingam.
Right. Napunsakalingam. So, you use the word etat or tat, based on whether it's near or far you. Since it is far, you say tat.
Tat.
Right. Right. And.
Tandyavada.
Yeah. Swagatam Mahodaya. So, here, I'm just giving a small, just the same thing that I told you so far. Balaka. Yeshaha. Yesha etat. See, in the left hand side, you see the words Yeshaha, Yesha etat. Right? So, Yeshaha goes to Balakaha. Yesha Balika. Etat Pustakam. Because they are near you. They say the arrow, you know, the hand shows which is near you. So you say, Eshaha Balakaha. Esha Balika. Etat Pustakam. In the right side, you see Saha, Sa, Tat. The Saha means Pullinga Shabdaha. Sa means Trilinga Shabdaha. Tat means Napumsaklinga Shabdaha. So, Saha Balakaha. Here the balaka is far. So, saha balaka, sa balika, tat pustakam. Atra eta tavadeyam means here you have to give pay attention. What does it mean? Samipastasya bodhanaya. Anything that is near you. Samipastasya bodhanaya. You use eshaha. Anything which is samipe. Samipa means near you. Eshaha. Yesha etat. Durastasya bodhanaya, you say saha sa tat. Here there are, for examples, here there are pullinga shabdaha, strilinga shabdaha, na pumsalinga shabdaha are there. So, Shubha Bhagini, would you mind reading the pullinga shabdaha?
Yes. Can I read?
Yes.
Over there?
Yeah.
Pulling Shabda.
Pulling Shabdaha. Shabdaha means, it's a Bahuvachana means many. There are many Shabdaha. So, Shabdaha.
Pulling Shabdaha. Palam. Pushpam.
Bhagini?
Vimanam. Yes, Mahodaya.
Yeah, we are reading Pulling Shabdaha. So, it's in the top left corner. Balakah?
Ah, pulling. Ah, balakah. Okay, okay. Sorry. Ye napumsakalinga, no? Okay. Balakah. Vriddhah. Simhah. Harinah. Vanarah. Ballukah. Gajah. Vrikshah.
Dhanyavadah Bhagini. So all of these are group of words to say, to show a pullinga shabdaha. So here
did you able to hear Mahodaya?
Yes. Bhagini?
Yes. Did you able to hear what I read?
Yes, yes.
Okay, Mahodaya. Thanks.
धन्यवादः भगिनि.
धन्यवादः.
So here you can use the words eshah balakah or saha balakah, eshah vruddhah, saha vruddhah. Practice like that, so that will be helpful to help you where to use eshah and saha. And now Srilinga Shabdaha, Radhika Bhagini.
Asmi madam.
Can you please read Srilinga Shabdaha?
Yes ma'am. Balika, vruddha, lata, कलिका अजा माला मयूरी नदी.
सो थैंक यू भगिनी. सो दीस आर ऑल स्त्रीलिंग शब्दाः. सो हियर इन स्त्रीलिंग शब्दाः व्हाट आर द वर्ड्स दैट यू यूज भगिनी राधिका भगिनी.
यस
व्हाट आर ऑल द वर्ड्स दैट यू यूज
बिफोर द एंडिंग वर्ड शुड बी दीर्घ
आकारः. दैट्स राइट. बट व्हाट वुड यू यूज वुड यू यूज एषः और एषा और एतत्.
सा एषा सा एंड एषा.
राइट. एषा बालिका और सा बालिका. राइट. एषा वृद्धा सा वृद्धा.
एषा वृद्धा सा कलिका सा माला एषा सॉरी सा नदी एषा मयूरी एषा अजा एषा लता एषा बालिका.
सुन्दरं. धन्यवादः भगिनि.
थैंक यू.
प्रगति भगिनि.
यस.
कैन यू रीड द नपुंसकलिंग शब्दाः.
नपुंसकलिंग शब्दः फलं पुष्पं विमानं यानं व्यञ्जनं जलं
व्यजनम.
हा सॉरी सॉरी व्यजनम जलम दुग्धम भवनम गृहम उद्यानम.
आम सुंदरम. आम. सो व्हाई डू यू थिंक दिस आर ऑल नपुंसक लिंग शब्दाः.
बिकॉज़ इट इज मकारांत शब्द.
आहा राइट. एंड आल्सो व्हाट आर द थिंग्स वर्ड्स दैट यू कैन यूज बिफोर यूजिंग फलम.
Etat and tat.
Can you use some a couple of words and show me, please?
Etat palam, etat pushpam, tat vimanam, tat yanam.
Sundaram. Dhanyavadaha bhagini.
Dhanyavad.
So I hope you have all understood this so far, how to use eshah, sah, esha, sa, etat, tat. Here I think in the right hand side bottom corner you can see what it means. Eshah sah means pullinge, esha sa means strilinge, etat tat is napumsakalinge shabdah. You use the words like this. You can practice at home with these combinations at home. I would like to share another screen to practice another thing. Last week we learned about how to introduce ourselves. Mama nama Neeta, bhavatah nama kim or bhavatyah nama kim, like that. So I would like to do some practice like that. प्रगति भगिनी.
की भगिनि.
प्रगति भगिनी अस्ति वा?
यस.
ओके. केन् यू क्वेश्चन् रवि महोदय अबौट् हौ मम नाम प्रगति भवतः नाम किम्, लैक् देट्. Okay. So I will call out two names so that you can question other people and address yourself too. Okay. Now first Pragati Bhagini will ask Ravi Mahodaya.
Mama nama Pragati, bhavatah nama kim?
Mama namaha Ravi,
Ravi Mahodaya
nama kim?
प्रगति भगिनी उत्तरं
मम नाम प्रगति.
सुन्दरं, धन्यवादः. रवि महोदय, भवान् श्रीनिवास महोदयं पृच्छति वा? Can you ask question to Srinivasa Mahodaya?
Yeah. Mama nama Ravi.
Ravihi.
Bhavataha nama kim?
Mama nama Srinivasan hai.
Srinivasan
hai. Bhavataha nama kim?
Mama nama Ravi.
Sundaram.
Srinivasa Mahodaya, Bhavan Madhavi Bhagini पृच्छति वा? Can you question Madhavi Bhagini?
भवत्याः नाम किम्?
So when you ask somebody for the first time, you say मम नाम श्रीनिवासः, भवत्याः नाम किम्?
Right, I need to introduce myself before questioning others. मम नाम श्रीनिवासः, भवत्याः नाम किम्?
भवत्याः.
Sorry, thank you.
मम नाम माधवी, भवतः नाम किम्?
मम नाम श्रीनिवासन् है.
धन्यवाद.
माया भगिनी, भवती आनन्द महोदयं पृच्छति वा?
मम नाम माया, भवतः नाम किम्?
मम नाम आनन्दः, भवत्याः नाम किम्?
मम नाम माया.
सुन्दर,
धन्यवाद.
आनन्द महोदय, भवान् शुभा भगिनीं पृच्छति वा?
मम नाम आनन्दः, भवत्याः नाम किम्?
मम नाम शुभा, भवतः नाम किम्?
मम नाम आनन्दः.
किमर्थं चेत् त्रिलिङ्गपदम् अतः शुभा आकारः दीर्घ आकारान्तः भवति. लाङ्ग् आ कम्स् अट् दि एण्ड् आफ् द स्त्रीलिङ्गपदम्. श्रीनिवास महोदय, डिड् यु गेट् द पायिण्ट् महोदय? Did you understand that, Mahodaya? Why it's Shubha, not Shubha?
Yeah, I thought I was trying to correct that. She should not say ha in Sriling. Right? So, yeah, I got the point, Mahodaya. Mahodaya.
Bhagini, Bhagini. Here, in the class, we generally use Bhagini to address a female. And Mahodaya to address a masculine gender. To keep things simple.
But how to address teacher?
Usually here, Acharya or Shikshika, like that they say. But usually here, we'll keep this session as very informal. So we'll not use those kinds of words. We'll just use Bhagini or Mahodaya.
Okay, thank
you. Dhanyavad.
धन्यवाद भगिनी.
आम्, स्वागतं महोदय. गायत्री भगिनी, आम् भवती, केन् यु क्वेश्चन् रवि महोदय?
मम नाम रविः, भवत्याः नाम किम्?
धन्यवादः. मधु भगिनी,
यस् मेडम्,
केन् यु इण्ट्रोड्यूस् लैक् दट् भगिनी, डिड् यु अण्डर्स्टाण्ड् द कान्सेप्ट्? केन् यु डु यु वाण्ट् मी टु रिपीट् वन्स् फार् यु?
नो मेडम्, ऐ हव् अण्डर्स्टूड्.
ओके.
मम नाम मधु, भवतः नाम किम्?
मम नाम नीता, भवत्याः नाम किम्?
मम नाम मधु.
आम्, धन्यवादः भगिनी. ओके, सो बेस्ड् आन् दिस् कान्वर्सेशन्, द वे वि वेण्ट् थ्रू, ऐ वुड् लैक् टु गो थ्रू अ स्माल् कान्वर्सेशन्. ऐ विल् शेर् द स्क्रीन् वित् यू.
धन्यवादः.
सो बेस्ड् आन् वेरिफिकेशन्
केन् यु आल् सी दिस्?
यस् महोदय.
नमस्कारः.
Okay, I will ask two people to volunteer. Madhavi Bhagini.
Astu Mahodaya.
Madhavi Bhagini and Shubha Bhagini. Do you both want to volunteer? Would you like to read this conversation?
Yes.
Yes, Mahodaya. Okay.
So there are more than one characters. You both can take turns in reading one after the other.
Okay.
Okay. So here the conversation is about a teacher, that is Acharya, and there are students to whom he is addressing to. One of them is Ganesh, one of them is Geeta. Okay, so this is a conversation between a teacher and the students. Okay, so now Madhavi Bhagini will take the role of Acharya, and Shubha Bhagini will take the role of other student or students, or whoever it is.
आचार्यः सर्वेभ्यः स्वागतम्. नमस्कारः. मम नाम अरुणः. भवतः नाम किम्?
ओके, वन् सेकेण्ड्, ऐ स्टाप् हियर्. वन् सेकेण्ड्. सो आफ्टर् वन् पर्सन् रीड्स् एव्रिथिङ्ग्, ऐ विल् ट्रै टु एक्स्प्लेन् वाट् इट् मीन्स्.
ओके.
Sarvebhyah namaskar swagatam. Welcome to all of you. The teacher is addressing to the students. Namaskarah. Mama nama Arunah. Means what? The acharya's name is, he's introducing himself as Mama nama Arunah. And he's asking question. Bhavatah namakim, what is your name? Okay.
She is asking to a masculine person, right?
Right. Astu Mahodhya. You're right, Mahodhya. शुभा भगिनी गच्छतु.
मम नाम गणेशः.
भवत्याः नाम किम्?
मम नाम गीता. गीता.
मम नाम किम्?
भवतः नाम अरुणः.
ऐ वुड् जस्ट् वन् थिङ्ग् टु एक्स्प्लेन् हियर्. So here the Acharya itself is asking himself, Mama Nama Kim. Yes. He is asking the students, do you know my name? Mama Nama Kim. Correct. The students are telling, Bhavatah Nama Arunah. Okay, go ahead.
Mama Pustakam, Mama Shala, Mama Mukham, मम पादः. एवं सर्वे वदन्तु. शाला, गृहं, लेखनी, हस्तः, चित्रं, वृक्षः, मित्रम्.
हियर् ऐ वुड् लैक् टु एक्स्प्लेन् हियर्. सो द आचार्यः इस् टेलिङ्ग् मम पुस्तकं. दट् मीन्स् वाट्? मै नेम् टु से मम नाम नीता. Means my name is Neeta. Mama Pustakam. This is my book. Mama Shala. This is my school. Mama Mukham. Mukham means mouth or lips. Mama Padaha. My feet. So to use the word, how all can you use the word Mama? Mama means my, right? So my name is Neeta. Like that? You say, Mama Pustakam, Mama Shala, Mama Mukham, my feet, like that. So he's giving instruction to the students to use like this, the all of the rest of the words, like Evam Sarve Vadantu. So all of you tell like this for all of the following words. For Shala, Griham, Lekani, Hastaha, Chitram, Vrikshaha. So if you observe one thing, here there are words. Shala is a Srilinga Padam. Griham is a Napumsakalinga Padam. Lekani is a Srilinga Padam. Hastaha is a Pullinga Padam. Chitram is a Napumsakalinga Padam. Vrikshaha is a Pullinga Padam. Mitram is a Napumsakalinga Padam. So, we'll see how all the students are following the instruction of Acharya here. Shubha Bhagini.
मम शाला मम गृहं मम लेखनी मम हस्तः मम चित्रं मम वृक्षः मम मित्रम्
आम् सुन्दरं सर्वे अवगच्छन्ति वा इट् मी वाट् इट् मीन्स् डू एनी ऑफ
मम शाला नो नथिङ्ग्
श्रीनिवास महोदय डू यू हैव एनी क्वेश्चन महोदय
Yes, what do you want me to do, ma'am?
Do you have any question, Mahodaya?
No, I'm fine. I'm good, thanks.
Okay, no question. Do you understand what Mama Shala, Mama Graham, Mama Lekani
yes.
means? Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So here, when I say my, whatever, Sri Lanka, Pullinga, Napusika Lanka, Mama is the word. And you can add whatever you want to.
Right. Mama has no... Linga Bedaha. So you can use Mama for any of the word.
Astu, okay.
See, like I introduce Mama Nama Nita. When you introduce yourself, you also say Mama Nama Srinivasaha. Right?
Astu. Astu. Yes.
So there is no Linga Bedaha in the word Mama.
Right. Correct.
So Mama can go with any of the word. Whether it is a pullinga shabdaha, strilinga shabdaha va, na pumsalinga linga shabdaha va.
Astu. So, dhanyavad.
Okay. Yeah, you can go ahead with the conversation. Madhavi Bhagini. Yeah.
Bhavataha pustakam, bhavataha shala, evam krameena vadantu.
Bhavataha shala, bhavataka griham, bhavataka lekani.
So here, just like the way we say Mama Gruham, Mama Pustakam, you can also use Bhavataha Gruham, Bhavataha Pustakam, Bhavataha Shala. That means if it's a Pullinga Shabdaha, you use Bhavataha. Bhavataha. And if it's a Strilinga, if you're addressing a Strilingam, a feminine gender, then you say Bhavatyaha. So if I'm talking to Madhavi Bhagini, etat bhavatyaha griham va? Is this your house bhavatyaha griham? So if I'm addressing Srinivasa Mahodaya, a feminine gender, then I would say bhavataha griham va? Is this your house?
Okay. Mama griham.
Mama griham. That's all. Yes, Bhagini, you go ahead with the point.
Bhavatyaha pustakam, bhavatyaha shala, evam krameena vadantu.
Vadantu.
Shubha Bhagini?
Shubha Bhagini?
Yes, ma'am. Bhavatyaha shala, bhavatyaha griham, bhavatyaha lekani.
I hope this is understandable. Can I explain more? Do you have any questions?
No.
No, how do you say it, that yetat bhavataka griham va? Like that we can raise questions. Bhavatyaka griham va?
Yes, can
we ask questions?
Yes.
Okay.
So since we learnt how to introduce ourselves, bhavataha, I'm also showing you how to use the word. Bhagini, continue.
No, just I'm asking you, we can raise questions like how we are making with bhavataha, we can make questions, bhavatyaha, using.
Yes.
Bhavatyaha pustakam va, bhavatyaha griham va, like that.
Yes, Bhagini, yes. That's what is mentioned here. Bhavataha means Visheshga. To be noted here, Bhavataha means Pullinge, Bhavatyaha means Trilinge. Is I think we are almost done with the time. I hope all of you have understood today's lesson. And if you have any questions, I'm happy to answer. Do any of you have any questions?
Can I ask you one question?
Yes.
In the very initial part of this section, when the Acharya introduced himself, the very first line.
Yes,
Mahodaya. End of that sentence, there was Namaskaraha, which probably is because he was addressing all the students,
right.
And therefore used in plural.
Yes.
Sarvebhyah, is it only one way that it can be used, or is there a way to use it as a singular and plural?
Here, Sarvebhyah means to address everybody. Namaskara, many people in the class. They use Namaskaraha instead of Namaskaraha.
Okay.
Sorry, I didn't get you. Can you repeat one more time?
Yeah, there is echo here. Echo so here, not able to hear well. Can you question again, Mahodaya?
I didn't understand.